You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm 18 and I live at home. My stepdad says terrible things to me all the time. I hate it, but I don't really have anywhere else to go. What do I do?
Listening to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
As always, we are looking at a question that was written into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're welcome to write in. Our friend wrote in this week and said, I'm 18 and I live at home. My stepdad says terrible things to me all the time. I hate it, but I don't really have anywhere else to go. What do I do? And Glenn, why don't you start us off here?
Well, I think the first thing is to recognize that even though the situation is pretty hopeless or seems pretty hopeless, that there is actually hope within this. I think to a certain extent, if you're looking at a situation where maybe a number of your other friends are going through similar struggles and you haven't seen people get out of those struggles, it kind of feels like this is an unsolvable problem, but it isn't. We want to give you some practical steps, some practical tools in this episode that are going to help you overcome the struggles that you're looking at and that are ahead of you. But I think the main thing as we dive into this is to recognize we care for you, we're praying for you, you're not alone in this thing, and that there are some practical tools you can get a hold of to help you out.
You're absolutely right. There are a lot of practical things you can do and need to do. We're going to get into that throughout the episode. Jed, maybe you can start us off, but there is also an emotional side to this we need to look at. We need to look at the reality of hearing words about yourself that are unkind and untrue, and how do we deal with that when we get them continuously?
It sucks, man, and I'm sorry that you're dealing with it. All of us on this radio show are sorry that you're facing that. If it helps at all, actually, all three of us have faced a certain amount of that in our lives.
Yep.
And it's a thing that'll wear you down, and it'll mess with your head. Because at a certain point, you start thinking, well, maybe it has a point. I mean, you know, people wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. The truth is, mean people say bad stuff because they're mean people. It doesn't have anything to do with you at all, even a little bit. They would find someone else to say mean things to if you weren't around. So This isn't a reflection on you. This isn't a function on you. We want our focus to be on saying, how do we get ourselves out of this situation, rather than getting stuck in a place where we're hearing these words over and over again and starting to wonder if maybe they're true.
You're absolutely right about that. And Glenn, there's something you give advice to people a lot, and this that says abuse is a reflect on the abuser, not the victim.
That's right.
And how does that apply to this situation? Is Jed saying you hear enough bad stuff, eventually think, well, he wouldn't be so fired up about it if it didn't have a point. What are some things we can give ourselves to kind of inoculate ourselves?
Well, first and foremost, as Jed said, hurting people hurt people. This is how these things work. But it's about recognizing, I think the key question to ask yourself is, does my step-parent know me, know the real me well enough to make a comment, to make a judgment like this? They may be looking at some external factors. They may be dealing with their own funky attitude and putting those two things together and coming up with a very incomplete picture of that situation. So you can't internalize what they're saying if you know that A, they have their own problems, and B, they don't really know the real you.
That's totally right. And as you go about these practical changes we've been talking about, you go about making your life better, the words have a lot less ability to hurt you. We're going to get into that when we come back on The Bridge Loud. With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm going down the only road I've ever known.
And Jed Brewer.
That's good. That's a good
White
road.
White Snake references starting off hot.
Woo!
With the Whitesnake references, we are answering a question. Our friend wrote into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. It says, I am 18 and I live at home. My stepdad says terrible things to me all the time. I hate it, but I don't have anywhere else to go. What do I do? And Jed, I believe we're looking at a magical little word here called rent.
We certainly are. There are people in your area who offer homes that you can live in. You and only other people you like. No jerks allowed. And the one thing they insist on is a monthly payment of rent. Now, this is the thing. You may not actually have seen people do that before. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a lot of folks, everybody they know lives at home. And so this idea of I can get my own place, I know people do that, but it feels like a fiction. Here's the bottom line. You need a place that is not your parents' place, and you can get that. You actually can do that. What the landlord will require is that you pay rent every month. To pay that rent, you need a job that pays a certain number of hours. To get that job, you may need some training. You may need a GED or a high school diploma, but we want to work backwards. I need to be able to pay this much rent, so I need this job that pays with this many hours. I need this kind of training to get that job. If you follow those steps, you will have a place of your own. You may not have seen other people do it before, but you can walk that journey and wind up in a majorly better situation than the one you're in right now.
I think that's absolutely right. And Glenn, I would go to you on kind of the mindset here, because what Jed is describing there seems very mundane and seems very not cool and not rock and roll and not sexy, but it is the single biggest step we have seen with people we work with, from a situation where I am stressed to the point where I'm ripping my hair out to everything's manageable, is a place where I don't have to rely on other people to have a roof over my head, right?
Absolutely right. I think one of the biggest struggles that we've seen is, first, I'm not going to pay rent. That's the first thing they decide. First, I can put up with anything if I don't have to pay rent. And it gets them in a situation where they're in a constant environment of dysfunction, a constant negativity, a constant friction of this kind. And that's wearing on you in ways that you don't realize. If you're in a work environment, it may bum you out in a slightly different way, but the difference...
You get to leave.
You get to leave, and they pay you for it. That's the key thing. So, really, in many respects, I think we want to encourage you to think in terms of, exactly as Jed is saying, let's think in terms of rent being that magical solution that gets us away from that step-parent that may be dealing with their own dysfunction and gets you into a much healthier situation.
I think you're right on that. A big part that plays into dysfunctional situations, particularly family situations, is the idea that there's a power imbalance that means you have to put up with this.
Yes, yes.
And really what we're talking about here is, this is the way away from that. The way away from that is not a big confrontation. It's not proving to them that you're wrong and they're right and your band's going to make it, Dad, mm-hmm. all that stuff. The way out, as so often happens in the stuff we work with people, the stuff we give advice on the show, is a very clear, over time, somewhat boring, but it won't feel boring when you have the key to your own place journey. And we're going to come back again and give you some more practical steps on how to get started off on that here on The Bridge Loud. We are back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
As a great social philosopher named Steven Tyler once said, we're back in the saddle again.
That was his crowning work. Also joined by Jed Brewer.
Eat the rich.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Not okay. In context, just throwing that statement out there. Yeah, we're getting right into it here on The Bridge Loud.
It's a fantastic Aerosmith song, dude.
Yeah, okay. Not familiar with that band. Okay, we are continuing to answer a question from our friend, theroadrunnerthebridgeloud@gmail.com. Their situation is they are 18, live at home. Their stepdad is saying uncool things, but they feel stuck there. We're going to get in some very practical solutions here, but we need to divide that into two categories. And Jed, maybe you can walk through the short term. What do we do now to preserve our sanity?
Absolutely. We've got a long term strategy. It's probably going to take 6-9 months, a year. We're going to love where it winds up, but we got to stay sane today. So here's the advice that we would give to people in your situation that we work with in the city and in rough neighborhoods is find a way to not be in this home. Mm-hmm. As much as humanly possible. You know, most nights you're gonna have to sleep there. Find a way to not be there if you're not asleep. That's right. The key thing. Man, I've seen a lot of young people who are in very similar situations to the one you're describing, and they're in that house 12, 14, 16 hours out of the day. Mm-hmm. That's a mistake. Anywhere that people are not actively being abusive to you is better than a place that's technically where you live, but where people are mistreating you. Mm-hmm. Find activities, find a Barnes & Nobles to hang out at, you know, anything that is positive and non-abusive is a better situation. So find those places and find a way to be there.
Absolutely. And one of the big things that's going to give us, as we pointed out on some previous episodes, you don't want to try to solve a problem with something that's going to end you up in a much bigger problem, mm-hmm. often a problem called Cook County Jail in our line of work.
Right.
But when you're doing these small things, these short-term things that Jed talks about, Glenn, that gives us an opportunity to work the longer-term solutions, right?
Absolutely right. And I think longer-term solutions involve being around more positive people. In our line of work, we work with guys who are in the jailhouse coming out of a gang-controlled kind of neighborhoods. The language they use is they want to be around positive people. And by that, they mean people that are encouraging, that are supportive, and that kind of thing. You can find that in any circle of friends. You probably got a friend who's really good at that. You may also have some friends that really don't care.
Yeah.
It's weird, especially guys have friends that just don't, are no help whatsoever. Nobody knows why you're friends, but you're just friends. And some of those friends are actually kind of a negative influence on you. They're kind of dragging you down. And when you've already got that at home, you don't need that in your social life. So I think finding a place in a social circumstance where there's a more of a positive influence, where people are encouraging you, that might be in a very bro kind of macho type way, but I think it's important to find that positivity and that positive influence.
You're absolutely right, and you can find that positivity not only with people you already know in a social circle, but we talked in the last segment about working your plan to get whatever educational goals you need met, to get the work goals met, to get the rent check. There are positive people around who want to do that for you. If you check out, City Colleges of Chicago offer something called adult education. So if you go to ccc.edu and look at the adult education department, there are GED classes, there are equivalency classes, there are job training programs. All that's free if you live in Chicago, and I'm sure there's equivalent programs around. That's a good place to be.
Absolutely.
And it's a good place to be picking up skills and get you moved on. And you can also call 773-COLLEGE. That's 773-265-5343. We'll be back with you on The Bridge Loud.
To
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
Hello, back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
Always.
Talking to our friend tonight who wrote in saying, I'm 18, live at home. My stepdad says terrible things to me. I hate it, but I don't really have anywhere else to go. What do I do? Now, we do want to point out quickly that if this is a situation that turns physically abusive, that's if you feel unsafe, that is not the advice we're giving tonight. That's a get out now situation. You can contact the National Domestic Abuse Hotline. You can do that online at thehotlinealloneword.org. You can call them toll free 24 hours a day, 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. But where we need a little bit of Glenn's extra wisdom, a little bit of secret sauce, if you will.
The secret sauce.
Is if we're not in that kind of situation, if it's not as dramatic as people would see a physical abuse situation, if we're just living with someone who's kind of a jerk, how do we, in that kind of more insidious in a way situation, mm-hmm. how do we steel ourselves against that?
Well, I think the big problem here is sometimes a jerk is telling you that you're a jerk. And you say, well, no, I'm not. You are. And you're right. But then you wonder if he's right.
Does he knows from jerk.
Sure. That's right. You know, it takes one to know one, maybe. So that's, you know. So I think the problem in being in a dysfunctional family situation is it's often hard to have a sense of who you are.
Yeah.
Sometimes your friends can help you somewhat with that if you have a good friend that's kind of mature and knows how to do that. But in many respects, your friends may be doing a similar thing of just reflecting back into you the things they see them in themselves. What you need is something beyond. And for us, that thing, the way that we do that, despite the fact that we've grown up in some dysfunctional family situations ourselves, the way we do that is with God. You know, that we're looking at something bigger than ourselves, something beyond. Somebody who knows us in a way we don't even know ourselves, somebody who has that transcendent understanding of what the heck is going on here, who can come into our lives and say, here's who you are, here's who you are to me, this is what your giftedness is, this is who I see you as. Being able to get in touch with that, I think, will give you a firm foundation to make all these tough changes mm-hmm. we're talking about this whole segment.
I think that's absolutely right. Do you have anything to kick in right here on the end?
The thing that I found is when I started to ask God, who do you say I am? The thing that I found is God was saying, you're the kind of guy that I love. Mm-hmm. You're the kind of guy that I dig. And as I started to accept that, what I realized is, well, if I'm the kind of guy that God loves, if I'm the kind of guy that God digs, then that means I need to start insisting on good things for myself. If God loves me, then I should live in a safe place. If God loves me, I should have people around me that value me. If God loves me, then I should take positive steps in my life to get towards a future that's worth having. I think if you ask God that same question, you know, who am I to you? I think you're going to hear the same answer, and I think you owe it to yourself to find out and to start that journey towards a better place in your life.
You're absolutely right. I think the other thing you're going to hear is that you're the kind of person who can do the things that are in front of you to get in a good situation. God thinks that about you, and so do we here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.